Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her and she will live." So Jesus rose and followed him, and so did the disciples. Now a woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, then I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand. And the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all the land. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you think it was fun? All those years, walking the streets of the Galilee, hoofing on pilgrimage back and forth to Jerusalem, hearing the sermons, watching the miracles, awe-inspiring, captivating. But do you think it was fun? I, at least, don't have a hard time at all imagining this scene. James and John and Peter straggling behind, getting shuffled back, this old biddy grabbing his cloak, and him turning and them going, uh-oh, one of those. Just delightful moments. The reason I ask this is because my own experience of Independence Day has been different than a lot of yours. My childhood was probably like, "But things are here," but Sister can testify to this, that national holidays are like jewels in the life of a religious, because they're holidays and you don't have extra church. And so for years, Thanksgiving, Independence Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, these were like, they were the only real off days in the year. And so, of course, we'd still have Mass and an office, but this was like, you could actually breathe. And what would you do? Well, we'd make food that was really bad for us. And we'd play games and tell stories and sing songs or watch movies. We do all the things that we do much of the time, but thoughtlessly. We do things that were worth it in themselves. We do things just for the fun of it. Saturday was one of the best days in recent memory for me. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody here, unless there's a visitor in the back that I can't see. This has been a rough year. I haven't had a day off in almost a solid year. I'm sort of terminally exhausted. I'm unhappy much of the time. But Saturday, I got to do a cousin's wedding. And I got to go to the reception. I never get to go to receptions because I'm always having Mass. And you know what happens at wedding receptions? People dance. And I danced till I thought my feet would fall off again. And better than it, the little ones danced. Little ones can't dance. They just wiggle and move and don't do anything right. There's nothing choreographed at all about it. But there is something so delightful about watching a little one live in the music. And I watched the eyes of the parents. Now, sometimes it was mom or dad that was out there dancing with the kid, of course. And there's a sweetness that attends that. But to sit at the table with your beer or your wine and watch the little one just make a fool of themselves on the floor, there's a peculiar pride that I know many of you have had watching this yourselves. They could just delight in the child. I think Jesus had a ball. Which isn't to say that there weren't difficult moments, but I think he actually enjoyed what he was doing. I think he took great delight in it. I think there was a smirk on his face when he turned around and said, "Who touched me?" As though he didn't know. I think he delighted in seeing the light bulbs go on, though they hadn't been invented yet, over the heads of the apostles when they'd finally get stuff. I think he savored this poor man, not sort of schadenfreude in his heartbreak, but looking at him, seeing his faith, and knowing that his daughter was about to be restored. I think Jesus had a ball. And I think the reason we do the things we do on Independence Day is because somewhere deep down inside us, no matter how tired or grumpy or heartbroken we are, we still want to have fun too. We just want to get back out on the dance floor and wiggle like a little one. We simply want to delight in the fact of living. It's the reason, fundamentally, for the fireworks. There's something about danger and whatever, but I fundamentally, like, blowing stuff up is fun. One of my favorite memories as a boy, I know I've told this before, but I'm up here, you have to listen to me. I'm having fun too. One of my favorite memories as a boy was shooting off fireworks in the driveway on the 4th, and we were in Windsor Heights, and so, like, you were really not supposed to shoot off fireworks in Windsor Heights. And somebody called the police on us, and my cousins and I were so fixed on the fireworks that we couldn't see the policeman coming down the street, but Mom saw him. And so she ran through the house and came out the back door to tell us. And three things happened at once, none of which you could reproduce, but the police officer pulled up, the squad car pulled up, I lit the fuse, Mom came out the door, and that spooked me, and I knocked the bottle over so that the firecracker shot at Mom. And Mom was wearing a sundress, and she starts dancing like this because the firecracker's spinning under her feet. And then it, like, blew, and I can still see, it was cinematic, it was like in a cartoon, just smoke billow out from the bottom of her dress. I looked at the cop, he looked at me, and he said, "Son, I'm gonna let her take care of this one." That's the delight I want you to have today. And I don't care what it's in. Maybe it's a burger off the grill if the rain ever stops, or off the griddle if it's not. Maybe it's plunging into a pool, or maybe it's a cold drink. Maybe it's just sitting quietly with the person who's with you now, or one who's not anymore, but who remains in spirit. But delight in the day, as Hosea delighted in Gomer, and as Jesus delights in each of us who comes to him for healing and grace.